T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Here you go, Matt. Here you go, Danny.
Afternoons on The Score.
But he said you have to ask Roquan. We both looked at each other like our heads turned quickly. Okay, yeah, because it was a trigger, clearly. He made an appearance, but again, no practice. So it's now becoming a real situation here.
That's Jeff Joniak on Mully and Haw. We'll talk to Adam Hoge in half an hour. I still think that the Bears and Roquan Smith are going to work out a contract.
I know you do.
Because I think the Bears have all of the power here. But this is weird.
This is a weird story. And, you know, I still think he's going to end up traded. We're on different sides of that, and I continue to think that no matter what the Bears want, I just think that Ryan Poles is going to stay dug in. But anyway, this is a very weird story.
So Mike Florio at Pro Football Talk, I'm just going to read the first few paragraphs here so that you guys have the full context and I don't have to paraphrase anything, because I got to admit, this one's kind of weird. He writes, an awkward situation between the Bears and linebacker Roquan Smith could soon be getting even more awkward. Per a league source, a person purporting to represent Smith has been calling other teams in order to gauge potential trade interest. It's a problem for two reasons. First, the person isn't an NFLPA certified agent. He can't represent Smith or any other player. And second, Smith has not received permission to seek a trade.
So before we move further on this, you remember when we were talking about it and like, oh, Roquan doesn't have an agent. Well, now he's only going to need an agent more, we were saying, because now you're going to have to like talk to these other teams and maybe work out long-term contracts with those other teams before a trade could even happen. And Ryan Poles had said, you know, Roquan and his party, like there was somebody, you know, helping to advise him.
Roquan Smith needs to hire an agent today. He needs to hire an agent today because this can't happen. It's literally against the rules. You cannot. The Bears have not given him permission to seek a trade. He's under contract. So your agent can't call other teams when you're under contract if your team doesn't give you the rights to seek a trade.
Safest thing to assume is that this is either A, the legal advisor for him who he's been talking to.
But this is not going to be a player union person.
That's the other question I was going to ask. A union representative, they would know not to do that.
Absolutely. This is someone who is connected enough to make some calls and have some numbers, but not certified within the players union. Does Roquan Smith have a trainer or a personal coach I don't know who it is.
I know.
But there's no way that a member of the players union would sign off on this, because this is like black and white tampering, catch you red-handed. You cannot do this. It is not allowed.
I wonder how this is going, Danny, because like the agent would have the cell phone or the direct email to Ozzie Newsome or to whoever at these other organizations, right? The impresarios of organizations, the talent bosses. Oh, I need to get in touch with Brian Gutekunst in Green Bay. Let me just text him. And this person might be like, hello, Green Bay Packers. How are you?
Right.
Yes, I'd like to speak to Brian Gutekunst. Who's this, please?
Maybe.
This person's going through the switchboard trying to get to the people.
But is this the workaround? Is this the workaround? Like, because he's not, this person is not an agent, because this person is not a players union representative, there might not be anything in the NFL rules saying that somebody not associated as an agent or a player rep,
no, man,
they can reach out.
Not allowed.
He's under contract with the Bears. So the Bears have to give you permission to seek a trade. This is basically player instigated tampering. Now, who would you enforce it on is going to be a tough thing to do, right? Like Florio writes, it's unclear whether Smith would have any problems for attempting to instigate tampering, but this is far different than a team reaching out to a player or his agent. This is a player who isn't represented trying to generate trade interest at a time when his current team has not authorized trade talks. Can I give you a conspiracy theory here?
Absolutely. I hope it's the one I'm thinking about, but go ahead. What do you got?
Bears leaked this.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ooh.
That's nefarious.
I didn't think about that.
Okay.
This looks bad for him.
It looks awful for him.
Yep.
And, by the way, I believe the story to be true. You know what I mean? I absolutely believe the story to be true.
And remember, Florio went on these airwaves and other ways, like, this is a dangerous thing to not have an agent. And what's going to happen is that somebody's going to need to be making these calls. Agents talk to these people. Roquan doesn't. So people will know why Roquan's getting in touch if it's him.
Like, obviously, it's possible that someone representing Roquan Smith called up the Atlanta Falcons or the Baltimore Ravens or the Pittsburgh Steelers or whomever. And that is Florio's source. Like, hey, we got a weird call from Uncle Roquan, and, you know, that's not a thing that's supposed to happen. But doesn't this benefit the Bears for it to be out there? In the last 2 days, Adam Schefter went on Up the Dial and said something, and I didn't hear it, but this was paraphrased by one of the Bears' Twitter accounts, 79th and House on Twitter, paraphrased the Adam Schefter radio appearance, basically said that Schefter found out the details of the Bears' contract offer to Roquan, told it to other executives on other teams, and they were like, huh, that's a pretty fair offer. And now this story comes out. Who do those two stories benefit?
The Bears.
The Bears!
And they have the machinery to help those things
and
happen.
And how would Adam Schefter get what the Bears' offer was to Roquan?
The Bears.
If Ian Rappaport is doing the Roquan bidding,
then they're going to counter.
Then the Bears are going to counter.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam Schefter is presumably looking for, you know, it's a new front office. Presumably he's looking for some sort of in with Ryan Poles. I don't know any of this to be true.
No, but it's a great conspiracy theory.
I just know how the media works.
Yeah, and because the Bears are now playing poker. When they took him off the pup list, they're like, okay, here we go. This is what you want, and we're going to go back and forth. Like, okay.
Right.
And that'd be a very Bearsy move with the leverage to be an NFL team and leak this stuff.
And it's a compelling story that Schefter's saying. Oh, I have the contract details. It's a good contract. And how do I know it's a good contract? Because I told it to other general managers to see what they said. And they said, oh, wow, what a great contract. That benefits Ryan Poles.
Yeah.
This story makes Roquan Smith seem reckless. It makes him seem disrespectful. It makes him seem insubordinate. Like, this is, I still think that they'll take some time. They'll play a game this weekend. People will cool off. They'll get in a room. Ryan Poles will be able to say, hey, Roquan, phone's not ringing, man. We're not trading you for what's being offered. Our contract offer is really good. Maybe I can do A, B, or C thing to make it a little bit better for you.
Just get rid of the de-escalators, and I'm sure you'd be fine.
Like something along those lines. But like,
up the guaranteed money a little bit.
But like, hey, man, let me finish the hypothetical real quick. Like, I want you here, but know that we're not trading you for 40 cents on the dollar because we can put the franchise tag on you at the end of this season, and you could be here for two more years,
right,
man.
We could wait 10 weeks. They have all the leverage. We could wait 10 weeks while you're figuring out, because we don't care if we win or lose those games.
Like, I think that Roquan played his best card, the trade request, the well-crafted statement, the Ian Rappaport leak. It didn't work. Now someone in his camp is doing something reckless and straight up against the collectively bargained rules, and the Bears are like, no, man.
You know what this has reminded me of? Like, it's all like Reggie Rose is running his camp.
I don't know.
You know? It's very much reminded me of that.
Here's what reminded me of, and it was my little silly conspiracy theory. Danny's is, of course, better and matters to the storyline. Mine was that...
I love that you're going to tell us anyway.
I am. Because it could still be happening. It could still be happening. It could still be part of it, okay? Remember when Donald Trump was exposed as pretending to be his own publicist?
Yeah.
Years and years ago. Hi, I'm John Miller on behalf of Donald Trump. Who's this? You sound an awful lot like Donald Trump. Well, that's okay, but Donald's a great guy. And I really think, is Roquan calling these teams pretending to be a representative of Roquan Smith? That was my little conspiracy.
That is funnier than my probably correct theory.
That's my aim.
Do you know what else an agent does for Roquan here? An agent slides in and tells him, hey, dude, shut up.
Yes.
This franchise tag after next year might pay you more than what you're worth anyway.
And an agent, right? Like, an agent can, through back channels, talk to teams.
Because the agent probably has another player. They can call and say, hey, I want to talk to you about this guy. But really, by the way, would you be interested in Roquan if that came up? Just curious.
Right. And, like, that's what agents are for. Like, that still is on sketchy grounds because a team has to give permission to seek a trade. But, like, when teams give permission to seek a trade... Mm. The agent is the de facto general manager. Drew Rosenhaus literally gets on the phone and he's like, all right, this team needs a linebacker, this team needs a linebacker, this team needs a linebacker. I call the general manager. I've worked out deals with you before. You interested in my guy? Would you sign him to this contract? Would you trade these draft picks? And the agent becomes the general manager. That's how it works.
And this is something that Jared Payton talked about with Bernstein and Holmes earlier today. He spoke because they asked him about they're like, hey, you played in the league. Did you have an agent? And he's like, yes, it's necessary because they can take care of all this stuff. And specifically, they can take care of all the back channel stuff. They can get rid of de-escalators. They can get you that higher pay if you have a good agent. And you can focus on playing football while your agent deals with the X's and O's.
Well, that's the thing, the focus.
The focus is a big part of it. But like, so again, like Spiegs and I have an agent. I can't talk to other broadcast outlets, but my agent reps people at other broadcast outlets. You know what I mean? So, like, if I come up in conversation, you know what I mean? It's a thing that can be done. Now, again, it's back channel. It's murkier. It's not, you know what I mean? But, like, that's why you have agents. You have agents to help you negotiate your best deal with your current employer. Mm-hmm. And if your current employer goes away, to negotiate the best deal with the next employer. That's how it works. But so, and Texter says, like, Danny, you said something like this was going to come out. The Bears were not going to just be like, oh, well, Roquan Smith wants to trade. I guess we're going to trade him. Like, this is Ryan Poles playing poker. And I'm not saying that Poles directly is the source. He may or may not be.
But it sure does help them.
It absolutely helps them and makes Roquan Smith seem insubordinate and completely reckless. So I still think it gets done, but now it's getting ugly. This isn't Kyler Murray being mad about the Cardinals in March. This isn't DK Metcalf or Debo Samuel being mad at their teams in April or May. Like, this is, they play a game tomorrow. There's only three preseason games. Like, we are very close to the start of the season and this mattering here. So I think this is getting pretty damn ugly with this type of development, and it definitely doesn't look good for Roquan Smith. Adam Hoge at 4:00. Parker and Spiegel on the score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.